You're listening to the LM Radio Story, and I'm Chris Turner. In the mid-60s, the early morning program In Lichte Lame was presented by a very laid-back Bessie van Vuren, followed by a very bouncy Al Willocks, and here they are.
Kom, ons gaan nou voort met In Lichte Lame hier vanaf LM, 6:08. In some with Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, we're Roman in the gloaming. Nou dat het 13 minuten oor 6 is, kan ik u daarin herinner dat Al Willocks nou met sy 2 uur program voortgaan. 8 uur sluit ek weer by hem aan om so bietjie verder te gesels en 7:45 is die tyd vir In Lichte Lame. It's exactly 13 minutes past 6 en soos altyd lekker luister.
Bessie, hoe laat is het daar?
Yes, all right. Good, Bessie. It is about time I gave you a joke, isn't it? Let's move it now, and here's a short one. Haarkappe aan een stert. Skit asseblief jou kop, meneer. Ek kan nie my skerk kry nie. Lekker, oh, lekker. Luisteraars, dit is amper nou net 1 minuut se tyd wat ek nou afskeid moet neem, want dit is nou 14 minute oor 8, en ek moet nou sê, bye bye, cheerio, tot ziens, tot morgenochtend om 6:15 van Al Willocks, en 1 vir jou, 1 vir my. Moet nie vergeet nie, skryf in die versoeke na postbus 4301 Johannesburg, en wat ek nou weer sê, cheerio, bye bye, Bessie, cheerio, allemaal.
Radio had some other bouncy announcers, and here's one of them who's teamed up with Lorna Harris doing an outside broadcast.
Aqui Portugal, Moçambique, fala-vos o Rádio Clube Lourenço Marques, transmitindo em ondas curtas e médias.
BP time check for 3 o'clock.
Radio, the station that's young at heart.
Hi there, and a very good afternoon from Daryl Euster, DJ to DJ, Fuzzface here with you and broadcasting this afternoon a little bit differently from a shop window here in town, in John Orr's here in the main street in Avenida Republica in Lorenzo Marx. There's a nice big fat crowd outside, there's an awful lot of faces, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 60, 70, 80,000 I think, and with me sitting here is Lorna Harris, she's looking her beautiful usual silk. Good afternoon, Lorna Harris.
Hello, Daryl. It's nice to see you here. I thought usually this is your siesta time, isn't it?
Well, normally it is, yes, but...
Before you had your tea and pancakes.
Yeah, but when they told me I could come and sit with you this afternoon, I figured, well, I better come in.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Lorna, is there anything you'd like to say before we hit it off onto the first quick one?
Well, Jerry, I'd like to...
My name's Daryl, yes.
That's right. I'd like to say thank you to Jerry for keeping things going at the studio while we made our way down to John Orr's. And it's great to see such a fine crowd of people here. Hello to everybody, and I hope that a couple of you will be able to come in and say hello to the folks back home, send your messages. And is there anything more you'd like to say, Daryl?
We're going to open up this afternoon with Des O'Connor and a song called Dicky Dum Dum. This is a key.
And how about this for enthusiastic?
Radio presents a USA double play.
Got
Bertie. It's fun to be on the John Burke Show in the fun world of LM Radio in 69.
Right now, you're doing your thing with the USA double play on the JV on the Ugly Guy Show and much more music. Now, son of LM Radio, the Creedence Clearwater Revival and a gasser called Proud Mary. I rock you and suck you.
The latter part of the 60s saw some big changes at LM. David Davies retired and moved back to the UK. Gary Edwards went off to work in Australia for a while. And John Burks and shortly afterwards Daryl Yester left to go and work for the new commercial station Swazi Music Radio. Here's John Burks on the 30th of April 1970 with his last program on LM, preceded by a bit of fun from Daryl Yester.
He's going to the old age home for old retired announcers as of tomorrow. Did you know that? Old radio announcers, though, they never die. They go on and on and on and on. They just get too old to put their records on themselves, and they get too old to talk, and it's quite pathetic. As he is doing his last night's broadcast tonight, I thought that we would really be nice. We would really be nice, and we'd play his record in the program.
Now that the summer has come and gone, say goodbye. Now that the winter's coming on, say goodbye. I'm not the first man or the last, and the first to leave the past. So while the autumn rains are falling, I'll say goodbye.
Listen to that, phony French accent. I tell you, it's phony.
Every star that falls to earth, a new one glows. For every dream that fades away, a new one grows. When things are not what they would seem, we must keep following the dream. While my heart is still believing, I'll say.
Aqui Portugal, Moçambique, fala-vos do Rádio Clube em Lourenço Marques, transmitindo em ondas curtas e médias.
And it's a big BP, more music time check. 10 o'clock.
South Africa's soaring spirit, BP Super Energet, takes off with Alkanate.
And this is the medium wave service of Lorenzo Marx Radio, Portugal, Mozambique, on 327-978-201358, shortwave in the 60 and 92 meter band.
Kids and cars, sleek guys.
This is kind of my last show. I figured that I'd bring a lot of my own records to play during the course of all the goldens we have. Now, one of them is not too dusty because it's a brand new album by Paul Anka, and it's live, so all those Paul Anka fans can absorb and give an ear and give a listen to what Paul Anka is doing right now. And this is at the Copa. Watch what happens from the umbrellas of Cherbourg, and it's a beautiful song. It's rather important for those that are in love. Let someone start believing in you. It's amazing what love does, really. It kind of makes you believe in seashells and horoscopes and gypsies and all kinds of things.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart, how it really feels, and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love, just because we're 17. Tell them all, oh please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream. I cry each night, the is the answer? Is it up above? How can I, oh, how can I ever tell them?
That wraps up this part of the LM Radio story. I'm Chris Turner, and join me next week for part six. And we'll look in on people like Peter Denobriga, Glenn Smith, Reg DeBeer, and all the announcers of that time. Until then, have a good week.
Is the answer up above? How can I, oh, how can I tell them this is not a puppy?